This film has been modified from its original version. It has been formatted to fit this screen. Now, in a black sky, a sliver of sunlight crests the Earth. Rays of light shoot off the continents, and a three-dimensional word orbits the planet, Universal. A web address appears, www.universalstudios.com. In a logo, a fishing bobber drops into a pool of blue water, which reflects a crescent moon. Our view soars up into the sky, where a boy sits on the moon's edge holding a fishing pole. Amid billowing clouds, we float past giant block letters, DreamWorks SKG. Titles appear. DreamWorks Pictures presents a PDI DreamWorks production. Now, in computer animation, a shaft of light illuminates a book with a worn leather cover. The book opens. Colorful pictures illustrate a story written in ornate calligraphy.
Once upon a time, there was a lovely princess.
Pages turn.
But she had an enchantment upon her of a fearful sort, which could only be broken by love's first kiss. She was locked away in a castle, guarded by a terrible fire-breathing dragon. Many brave knights had attempted to free her from this dreadful prison, but none prevailed. She waited in the dragon's keep, in the highest room of the tallest tower, for her true love and true love's first kiss.
A green hand tears out the page.
Like that's ever gonna happen. Oh, Lord.
An outhouse door bursts open.
Somebody once told me.
A giant green ogre shakes paper off his boot.
Ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
In a forest swamp, a cabin nestles under the roots of a hollow tree trunk. Smiling, the ogre scoops up mud in a wooden bucket. A title forms in the green scum, Shrek. Shrek hangs the bucket on a branch and tips it. Mud slops down and he scrubs his massive torso and thick limbs with it. Some dribbles into his mouth. He gargles and spits. The mud forms a name, Mike Myers. Shrek squeezes bug slime onto a stick and brushes his teeth. He grins into a mirror. It breaks. A name appears, Eddie Murphy. Shrek jumps into a swamp and farts. A dead fish floats up and he snatches it. Green algae form another name, Cameron Diaz. Now Shrek pushes gunk out of a hollow log, then plucks out a slug. Underneath, maggots squirm into letters. John Lithgow. Later, Shrek finishes painting a sign and kisses it. He drives it into the ground outside his cabin. It reads, Beware, Ogre. In a town, a poster reads, Wanted, Ogres, Reward. Men ride out into the street. One draws a crude picture of an ogre in the dirt. They all grab torches and pitchforks. In the cabin, Shrek snacks on eyeballs. He lights his burp with a match. His breath ignites kindling in a fireplace. He settles back in a recliner and puts his feet up. In the dark swamp, the mob tramples a keep out sign. With a frown, Shrek looks out a window. Now the men stop. Behind them, Shrek sneaks closer. The men sweep aside tall reeds for a better look at the cabin, where warm light glows from a window.
I think it's in there.
All right. Let's get it!
Oh, hold on! Do you know what that thing can do to you?
Yeah. It'll grind your bones for its bread.
Shrek!
Yes. Well, actually, that would be a giant. Now, ogres, they're much worse. They'll make a suit from your freshly peeled skin.
No!
They'll shave your liver, squeeze the jelly from your eyes.
Actually, it's quite good on toast.
Back! Back, beast! Back! I warn you!
A man waves his torch. Shrek pinches it out.
Right.
Shrek bares his slimy teeth. The torches go out. Shrek towers over the mob. Shrek leans closer.
This is the part where you run away.
They take off.
And stay it!
Shrek picks up a reward poster left behind.
Wanted fairy tale creatures?
He throws it away. Now in the forest, fairy tale creatures line up at a table.
All right, this one's full.
A soldier in armor leads seven dwarfs away in chains. Another breaks a witch's broom.
Give me that. Flying days are over.
That's 20 pieces of silver for the witch.
Next. Soldiers load the witch into a cart and slam the door shut. A donkey in line watches. He sees three bears in cages.
This cage is so small.
Please don't turn me in. I'll never be stubborn again.
Donkey.
Please, give me another chance.
Oh, shut up.
Next. What have you got?
This little wooden puppet.
I'm not a puppet. I'm a real boy.
The puppet's nose grows.
5 shillings for the possessed toy. Take it away.
Father, please. The little dude.
Next.
Help
what
me.
Have you got?
Well, I've got a talking donkey.
Right. Well, that's good for 10 shillings. If you can prove it.
Oh, I'd go ahead, little fella.
Well?
Oh, he's just a little nervous. He's really quite a chatterbox. Talk, you boneheaded dog.
That's it. I've heard enough. Guards!
No, he talks. He does.
She throws her voice.
I can talk. I'd love to talk. I'm not talking a damn thing you ever saw.
Get her out of my sight.
No, I swear.
She accidentally kicks a cage with a fairy in it. Golden fairy dust sprinkles Donkey. He floats.
Hey! He can fly!
He can fly!
He can fly!
He can talk!
That's right, fool! Now I'm a flying, talking donkey! You might have seen a house fly, maybe even a super fly, but I bet you ain't never seen a donkey fly!
He sinks.
Uh-oh.
He falls.
Seize him!
Soldiers grab for Donkey. He squirms out of their grasp and runs through the forest as fast as his stubby legs can carry him. He glances over his shoulder and barrels head-on into Shrek. Donkey's long ears droop as he looks up at the ogre. As the soldiers approach, Donkey cowers behind Shrek.
You there! Ogre!
Aye?
By the order of Lord Farquaad, I am authorized to place you both under arrest and transport you to a designated resettlement
facility? Oh, really? You and what army?
The soldiers are all gone. Their captain takes off, too. Shrek lumbers off in the other direction, scratching his butt. Donkey follows.
Can I say something to you? Listen, you was really, really something back there. Incredible.
Are you talking to...
Shrek turns around. Donkey's gone.
Me?
Now he's in front.
Yes, I was talking to you. Can I just tell you that you was really great back then? And those guards, they thought they was all of that. Then you showed up and bam, they was tripping over themselves like babes in the woods. See that? That really made me feel good to see that.
Oh, that's great.
Really?
Man, it's good to be free.
Now, why don't you go celebrate your freedom with your own friends? Hmm?
But, I don't have any friends. And I'm not going out there by myself.
Hey, wait a minute. I got a great idea. I'll stick with you.
You a mean green fighting machine. Together we'll scare the spit out of anybody that crosses us.
Shrek bares his teeth.
Ah! Oh, wow. That was really scary. And if you don't mind me saying, if that don't work, your breath certainly will get the job done, because you definitely need some Tic Tacs or something, because your breath stinks.
Shrek covers Donkey's mouth.
Man, you almost burned the hair out my nose. Just like the time... And then I ate some rotten berries. Man, I had some strong gases eking out of my butt that day.
Why? Are you following me?
I'll tell you why. 'Cause I'm all alone. There's no one here beside me. My problems have all gone. There's no one to deride me. But you gotta have friends.
Stop singing! Well, it's no wonder you don't have any friends.
Wow. Only a true friend would be that truly honest.
Listen, little donkey. Take a look at me. What am I?
Really tall?
No! I'm an ogre. You know, grab your torch and pitchforks. Doesn't that bother you?
Nope.
Really?
Really, really.
Oh.
Man, I like you. What's your name?
Shrek.
Shrek? Well, you know what I like about you, Shrek? You got that kind of I don't care what nobody thinks of me thing. I like that. I respect that, Shrek. You all right.
Donkey spots the cabin ahead.
Woo, look at that. Who'd want to live in a place like that?
That would be my home.
Oh, and it is lovely, just beautiful. You know, you are quite a decorator. It's amazing what you've done with such a modest budget. I like that boulder. That is a nice boulder.
Donkey reads the signs posted outside the cabin. Stay out and beware ogre.
I guess you don't entertain much, do you?
I like my privacy.
You know, I do too. That's another thing we have in common. Like, I hate it when you got somebody in your face, you trying to give them a hint and they won't leave. And then there's that big awkward silence, you know. Can I stay with you?
What?
Can I stay with you, please?
Of course!
Really?
No.
Please! I don't want to go back there. You don't know what it's like to be considered a freak. Well, maybe you do. But that's why we gotta stick together. You gotta let me stay! Please! Please!
Okay! Okay! But one night only.
Ah! Thank you!
Donkey runs in.
Oh, this is gonna be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Oh!
Where do, I sleep?
Outside!
Oh, I guess that's cool. I mean, I don't know you, you don't know me, so I guess outside is best, you know. Here I go.
Ears drooping, Donkey shambles outside.
Good night. I mean, I do like the outdoors. I'm a donkey. I was born outside. I just sitting by myself outside, I guess, you know. By myself outside. I'm all alone. There's no one here beside me.
Later in the cabin, steam rises from a heavy pot hanging over the fire. At the table, Shrek drops an eyeball into a martini glass. The eyeball bobs as he sips. His dinner is laid out neatly: slug, a wormy pumpkin, and gooey green globs. Shrek glances at the door. He reaches inside one of his trumpet-shaped ears and pulls out a long wad of wax. He sets it on the table and lights it like a candle. He cuts a slice of slug and chews contentedly. The fire casts a warm glow in the cozy room as Donkey watches through a window. With a backward glance, Donkey turns away from the window. Light streams under the front door into the cabin's slatted doorstep as Donkey lies down and rests his chin on his front legs. Inside, Shrek cuts another slice and lifts it to his mouth. He pauses mid-bite.
I thought I told you to stay outside.
I am outside.
Shadows scurry around the room. On the table, three mice wearing dark glasses explore with their canes.
Well, gents, it's a far cry from the farm, but what choice do we have?
Well, it's not home, but we'll do just fine.
What a lovely bed.
Gotcha.
I found some cheese.
One mouse bites Shrek's ear. The ogre grabs at him.
Is that you, Gordo?
How did you know?
Enough! What are you doing in my house?
A sleeping Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, no, 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 no. Dead broad off the table.
Where are you supposed to put it? The bed's taken.
Huh?
There's a wolf in the bed.
What?
I live in a swamp. I put up signs. I'm a terrifying ogre. What do I have to do to get a little privacy?
He throws the wolf out.
Oh, no.
A camp.
Oh, no.
No!
No!
Shrek trips. Witches fly on brooms. Kids tussle in front of a shoe house.
Don't push.
Rats surround a piper. A papa bear cuddles his cub.
What are you doing in my swamp?
Hundreds of fairy tale creatures gape at Shrek.
All right, get out of here, all of you, move it! Come on, let's go! Hapaya, hapaya, aim!
Come on,
no, 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 not there! Not there!
The dwarfs lock themselves in Shrek's cabin. Donkey.
Hey, don't look at me, I didn't invite them.
Oh, gosh, no one invited us.
What?
We were forced to come here.
By who?
Lord Farquaad.
He huffed and he puffed and he signed an eviction notice.
All right. Who knows where this Farquaad guy is?
Oh, I do. I know where he is.
Does anyone else know where to find him?
Donkey jumps up and down.
Anyone at all?
Me!
Anyone?
Oh, pick me! Oh, I know! Me!
Okay, fine. Attention all fairy tale things. Do not get comfortable. Your welcome is officially worn out. In fact, I'm gonna see this guy Farquaad right now and get you all off my land and back where you came from.
Birds drape a flowered cape around Shrek. He shrugs it off. He looks at Donkey.
You're coming with me.
All right, that's what I like to hear, man. Shrek and Duncan, two stalwart friends off on a whirlwind big city adventure. I love it.
On the road again.
Sing it with me, Shrek. I can't wait to get on the road again.
What did I say about singing?
Well, can I whistle?
No. Well, can I hum it?
All right. Hum it.
Now in a castle. A hooded executioner pours milk into a glass. In a hallway, a man wearing a red doublet, cape, and tights strides to a door. Two guards step aside. The man, Lord Farquaad, stands only half as tall as the guards. He pushes the doors open. Inside, the executioner dunks a cookie into the milk.
That's enough!
He's ready to talk.
The executioner slams a gingerbread man onto a torture table. His legs are missing. On tippy-toe, Lord Farquaad strains to see the tabletop.
Ahem.
The table lowers.
Run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man!
You're a monster!
I'm not the monster here. You are. You and the rest of that fairy tale trash poisoning my perfect world. Now tell me, where are the others?
Eat me!
I've tried to be fair to you creatures. Now my patience has reached its end. Tell me, or I'll...
No, not the buttons! Not my gumdrop buttons!
All right, then. Who's hiding them?
Okay, I'll tell you. Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
Yes, I know the Muffin Man. Who lives on Drury Lane?
Well, she's married to the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
She's married to the Muffin Man.
The captain bursts in.
Oh, Lord. We found it. Well, then what are you waiting for? Bring it in!
The captain unwraps an enormous oval mirror. Mist swirls inside and a face forms.
Oh. Magic mirror.
Lord Farquaad swats the cookie into the trash.
Evening. Mirror on the wall. Is this not the most perfect kingdom of them all?
Well, technically you're not a king.
Thelonious.
The executioner breaks a hand mirror.
You were saying?
What I mean is, you're not a king yet. but you can become one. All you have to do is marry a princess.
Go on.
So, just sit back and relax, my lord, because it's time for you to meet today's eligible bachelorettes. And here they are.
Images appear.
Bachelorette number one is a mentally abused shut-in from a kingdom far, far away. She likes sushi and hot tubbing anytime. Her hobbies include cooking and cleaning for her two evil sisters. Please welcome Cinderella. Bachelorette number two is a cape-wearing girl from the land of fancy. Although she lives with seven other men, she's not easy. Just kiss her dead, frozen lips and find out what a live wire she is. Come on, give it up for Snow White. And last, but certainly not least, Bachelorette number three is a fiery redhead from a dragon-guarded castle surrounded by hot, boiling lava. But don't let that cool you off. She's a loaded pistol who likes piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. Yours for the rescuing, Princess Fiona! So, will it be Bachelorette number one, Bachelorette number two, or Bachelorette number three?
Three, number three, my lord.
Okay. Number three!
Lord Farquaad, you've chosen Princess Fiona. If you like me,
Princess Fiona. She's perfect. All I have to do is just find someone.
But I probably should mention the little thing that happens at night.
I'll do it.
Yes, but after sunset.
Silence! I will make this Princess Fiona my queen, and Duloc will finally have the perfect king. Captain, assemble your finest men. We're going to have a tournament.
Outside, Shrek and Donkey walk across a parking lot.
Well, that's it. That's it right there. That's Duloc. I told you I'd find it.
So, that must be Lord Farquaad's castle.
Uh-huh, that's the place.
A towering fortress.
Do you think maybe he's compensating for something?
Donkey cocks his head.
Hey, wait up, Shrek!
Ahead, a maze of velvet ropes marks the line for entrance. An usher wears a Lord Farquaad mask.
Hey, you! Wait a second! Look, I'm not gonna eat you.
The usher runs back and forth through the rope maze. Shrek walks straight into the ropes, collapsing the maze. The usher bumps into a wall. He's out cold. Shrek glances his way, then pushes through a turnstile. Behind him, Donkey gets stuck, then tumbles through. In Duloc, neat, identical houses with peaked roofs line a wide street leading to Lord Farquaad's castle. Shrek and Donkey gaze down the empty street.
It's quiet. Too quiet.
A souvenir shop sign sways.
Where is everybody?
Hey, look at this!
Donkey pulls a lever. Next to it, a sign on a tiny building reads, Information. The doors open. Dozens of wooden puppets dance.
Welcome to Duloc, such a perfect town. Here we have some rules, let us lay them down. Go make waves, stay in line, and we'll get along fine. Duloc is a perfect place. Please keep up on the grass, shine your shoes, wipe your face. Duloc is a
A snapshot of Shrek and Donkey slides out with the caption, Welcome to Duloc.
Wow. Let's do that again.
No.
Shrek and Donkey march toward the castle. Donkey hums.
All right, you're going the right way for a smack bottom.
Sorry about that.
They enter an arena.
That champion shall have the honor, the privilege to go forth and rescue the lovely Princess Fiona from the fiery keep of the dragon. If, for any reason, the winner is unsuccessful, the first runner-up will take his place, and so on and so forth. Some of you may die, but it's a sacrifice I am willing to make.
A man holds up a sign. It reads applause.
Let the tournament begin!
Knights back away as Shrek strides toward Lord Farquaad's high platform. Donkey follows.
What is that? It's hideous!
Oh, that's not very nice. It's just a donkey. Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Knights, new plan! The one who kills the ogre will be named champion! Have at him!
The knights advance.
Hey, now come on! Hang on now.
Shrek grabs a tankard of ale.
Can't we just settle this over a pint?
The knights point their weapons.
No. All right, then.
Shrek guzzles the ale.
Come on!
He smashes the spigot off an enormous keg. Ale spurts out, knocking knights to the ground. Shrek grabs a poleaxe and trips a knight with it. Donkey climbs on top of a keg and barrel rolls it over knights in his path. In a corral, Shrek flings himself off the ropes like a wrestler, knocking down two knights. He fly kicks a third. He body slams a fourth. He wraps his arms around another's head in a full Nelson.
Hey, Shrek! Tag me! Tag me!
Donkey headbutts the soldier. Shrek eggs on the crowd. Shrek whacks a knight with a chair, then fly kicks another off the ropes. He twirls a knight over his head and throws him across the ring. The soldier crumples against a corner post. Donkey kicks his faceplate. Shrek flexes his muscles.
Thank you very much. I'm here till Thursday. Try the veal.
Soldiers aim crossbows at him. One leans closer to Lord Farquaad.
Shall I give the order, sir?
No. I have a better idea.
People of Duloc, I give you our champion!
What?
Congratulations, Ogre. You've won the honor of embarking on a great and noble quest.
Quest? I'm already on a quest. A quest to get my swamp back.
Your swamp?
Yeah, my swamp, where you dumped those fairy tale creatures.
Indeed. All right, Ogre, I'll make you a deal. Go on this quest for me, and I'll give you your swamp back.
Exactly the way it was?
Down to the last slime-covered toadstool.
And the squatters?
As good as gone.
What kind of quest?
Later, in a field.
Okay, let me get this straight. You're gonna go fight a dragon and rescue a princess just so Farquaad to give you back a swamp, which you only don't have because he filled it full of freaks in the first place. Is that about right?
You know what? Maybe there's a good reason Donkey shouldn't talk.
I don't get it, Shrek. Why don't you just pull some of that ogre stuff on him, you know, throttle him, lay siege to his fortress, grind his bones to make your bread, you know, the whole ogre trip.
Oh, I know what. Maybe I could have decapitated an entire village and put their heads on a pike, got a knife, cut open their spleen, and drink their fluids. Does that sound good to you?
No, not really, no.
For your information, there's a lot more to ogres than people think.
Example?
Example? Okay, ogres are like onions.
They stink?
Yes. No.
Oh, they make you cry?
No.
Oh, you leave them out in the sun, they get all brown, start sprouting little white hairs.
No. Layers. Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. Onions have layers. You get it. We both have layers.
Shrek throws down an onion.
Oh, you both have layers. Oh. You know, not everybody likes onions.
Cake! Everybody loves cakes. Cakes have layers.
I don't care. What everyone likes. Ogres are not like cakes.
You know what else everybody like? Parfaits. Have you ever met a person you say, hey, let's get some parfaits? They say, hell no, I don't like no parfaits. Parfaits are delicious.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden. Ogres are like onions. End of story. Bye-bye. See you later.
Shrek tramps through a cornfield. Donkey scampers after him.
Parfaits may be the most delicious thing on the whole damn planet.
You know, I think I preferred your humming.
Do you have a tissue or something? Because I'm making a mess. Just the word parfait made me start slobbing.
The two trek over grassy hills until nightfall.
I'm on my way from misery to happiness to be.
As they sleep, a campfire flickers. In the morning, Shrek stomps out the fire and burns his foot. Donkey pees on the ashes. Now, smoky clouds circle above a volcano, which rises from a barren plain. Shrek and Donkey hike along a path of solid lava up toward the crest. Donkey waves a hoof in the air.
Whew, Shrek, did you do that?
Man, you gotta warn somebody before you just crack one off. My mouth was open and everything.
Believe me, Donkey, if it was me, you'd be dead. It's brimstone. We must be getting close.
Yeah, right, brimstone. Don't be talking about it's the brimstone. I know what I smell, and there wasn't no brimstone. Didn't come off no stone, neither.
Shrek pulls himself up to the volcano rim. His large brown eyes widen. A swinging footbridge stretches out from the cliff below them to a dilapidated castle which rises from a lake of steaming red-hot lava. A light glows from a window in the tallest tower.
Sure, it's big enough, but look at the location.
He heads for the bridge.
Shrek.
Remember when you said that ogres have layers?
Oh, aye.
Well, I have a bit of a confession to make. Donkeys don't have layers. We wear our fear right out there on our sleeves.
Wait a second. Donkeys don't have sleeves.
You know what I mean.
Oh, you can't tell me you're afraid of heights.
No, I'm just a little uncomfortable about being on a rickety bridge over a boiling lake of lava.
Come on, donkey. I'm right here beside you, okay? For emotional support, we'll just tackle this thing together one little baby step at a time.
Really?
Really, really.
Okay. That makes me feel so much better.
Just keep moving. And don't look down.
Okay. Don't look down. Look down. Keep on moving. Don't look down.
Donkey steps through a rotten board. It plummets through the air.
Shrek! I'm looking down! Oh, God, I can't do this. Just let me off right now, please.
But you're already halfway.
Yeah, but I know that half is safe.
Okay, fine. I don't have time for this. You go back.
Shrek, no,
just
wait.
Donkey.
Shrek blocks the way back, then lurches, making the bridge sway.
Don't do that!
Oh, I'm sorry. Do what? Oh, this?
Yes, that!
Yes? Yes, do it. Okay.
Shrek lurches from side to side. The bridge sways like a swing. Donkey backs up.
Oh, God, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. Shrek, I'm gonna die.
Donkey reaches the other side.
Oh.
Shrek pats Donkey's muzzle.
That'll do, Donkey. That'll do.
Smiling, Shrek strides across a drawbridge high above the bubbling lava.
Cool.
Donkey follows.
So where is this fire-breathing pain in the neck anyway?
Inside, waiting for us to rescue her.
I was talking about the dragon, Shrek.
Inside the dark, gloomy castle, the red glow of burning lava seeps through deep cracks. Broken pillars, skeletons, and the armor of dead knights litter the stone floor. Shrek walks up a wide staircase, with Donkey at his heels.
You afraid?
No, but...
Shh! Oh, good. Me neither. Because there's nothing wrong with being afraid. You know, fear's a sensible response to an unfamiliar situation. Unfamiliar, dangerous situation, I might add. And with a dragon that breathes fire, and it's nice and breathes fire, it sure doesn't mean you're a coward if you're a little scared, you know what I mean? Because I sure as heck ain't no coward, I know that.
Donkey crashes into a dead knight.
Okay. Two things, okay? Shut up. Now go over there and see if you can find any stairs.
Stairs? I thought we was looking for the princess.
The princess will be up the stairs in the highest room in the tallest tower.
What makes you think she'll be there?
I read it in a book once.
Shrek dons a helmet.
Cool. You handle the dragon, I'll handle the stairs. Oh, I'll find those stairs. I'll whip they butt, too. That's right. Those stairs won't know which way they're going.
Donkey pushes open tall double doors. He enters a high-ceiling chamber.
Take drastic steps. Kick to the curb. Don't mess with me. I'm the stair master. I've mastered the stairs. I wish I had a step right here, and now I'd step all over it.
A huge eye pops open. Now Shrek looks up at a tower.
Well, at least we know where the princess is. But where's the...
Dragon!
A column of flame shoots across the chamber. Donkey runs. The dragon crashes through a wall. Its yellow eyes glow as it chases Donkey. They run toward Shrek. The dragon snaps its massive jaws and spews a fireball out of its mouth.
Look out!
Shrek pushes Donkey out of its path. Another fireball catches Donkey's tail. Towering over Donkey, the dragon bears razor-sharp teeth. Shrek grabs the dragon's tail.
Gotcha!
The dragon whips its tail back and forth. Shrek hangs on. It flings him into the air. He crashes through the tower's roof. Now, Donkey bursts out of a doorway and runs along a high rampart. The dragon's tail chops off one end of the rampart, then the other, trapping Donkey on top of one stone pillar. Donkey trembles as the dragon rises up onto its back legs and spreads its webbed wings.
No! Oh, what large teeth you have!
mean white sparkling tea. I know you probably hear this all the time from your food, but you must bleach or something, because that is one dazzling smile you got there. And do I detect a hint of minty freshness? And you know what else? You know what else? You're a girl dragon. Oh, sure. I mean, of course you're a girl dragon, because you're just reeking of feminine beauty.
She bats her eyelashes.
You got something in your eye?
She blows a smoke ring.
Oh. Man, I'd really love to stay, but you know, I'm an asthmatic, and I don't know if it'll work out. You're gonna be blowing smoke rings and stuff. Trap!
The dragon clamps Donkey's tail in her teeth. Her ample hips sway as she carries him off. Now in the tower, Shrek groggily shakes his head. Behind him, a young red-haired woman watches him with a smile. She lies back on her bed and smooths her form-fitting green dress over her trim figure. She grabs a bouquet of daisies and holds them as she pretends to sleep. Still wearing the masked helmet, Shrek crosses the room. As he bends over the young woman, she puckers her lips. He grabs her shoulders and gives her a hard shake.
Wake up!
What?
Are you Princess Fiona?
I am. Awaiting a knight so bold as to rescue me.
Oh, that's nice. Now let's go!
But wait, Sir Knight! This beeth our first meeting. Should it not be a wonderful, romantic moment?
Yeah. Sorry, lady. There's
hey,
no time.
Wait.
He yanks her out of bed.
What are you doing? You know, you should sweep me off my feet out yonder window and down a rope onto your valiant steed.
You've had a lot of time to plan this, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
He busts down the door. Shrek pulls Fiona along.
But we have to savor this moment! You could recite an epic poem for me! A ballad? A sonnet? A limerick? Or something?
I don't think so.
Well, can I at least know the name of my champion?
Shrek.
Sir Shrek. I pray that you take this favor as a token of my gratitude.
She offers him a handkerchief.
Thanks.
He wipes his brow and gives the hanky back, dirty.
You didn't slay the dragon?
It's on my to-do list. Now come on!
But this isn't right! You're meant to charge in, sword drawn, banner fight! That's what all the other knights did!
Yeah, right before they burst in the flame!
You know, that's not the point! Wait, where are you going? The exit's over there!
Well, I have to save my ass.
What kind of knight are you?
One of a kind.
Shrek pushes open a battered wooden door and steps onto a ledge. Below, in her lair, the dragon's pink scales sparkle as she cuddles Donkey in her coiled tail.
Yeah, I don't know. Rush into a physical relationship. I'm not emotionally ready for a commitment of this magnitude. Really.
She caresses Donkey's bristly mane.
Hey, that is unwanted physical contact!
Her fiery breath lights a chandelier.
Okay, look, let's just back up a little and take this one step at a time. I mean, we really should get to know each other first, you know, as friends, or maybe even as pen pals, you know.
On the ledge, Shrek takes hold of a heavy chain. He swings out over the lair and dangles above the dragon. As the dragon fondles Donkey, Shrek pulls hard on the chain. A pulley winds the chandelier up and sends Shrek down. As the dragon closes her eyes for a kiss, Shrek lands on her tail, knocking Donkey to the floor. She plants a smooch on the ogre's butt. The pulley unwinds and the chandelier falls. It slips over the dragon's head, lodging around her neck like a dog collar. Shrek and Donkey race upstairs to the ledge. The dragon breathes a fireball at them. Shrek scoops up Donkey and Fiona and runs as fast as he can.
Yeah, it's getting them to shut up, that's the trick!
A broken column leans against the ledge. Shrek jumps on it. Legs spread wide, he rides it down like a slide. As he rides over a big bump, his eyes cross. On the ground, he runs through rubble as the dragon chases him, trailing the chandelier chain behind her. Shrek crisscrosses the floor as he runs. As the dragon follows, the chain loops around rows of tall columns. Shrek rounds a column and comes face to face with the dragon. She breathes fire. Shrek sets Donkey and Fiona down.
Okay, you two, head for the exit!
Shrek spots a sword.
I'll take care of the dragon.
Shrek stabs the sword through links in the chain, anchoring it to the floor. He takes off, his muscular legs pumping. He catches up with Donkey and Fiona, and they all race onto the rickety footbridge. Behind them, the dragon spits out a fireball. Flames shear the bridge in two. As one end swings against the opposite cliff, the three grab hold. Donkey falls. Shrek catches him by the leg. In hot pursuit, the dragon takes flight. The chain pulls her back. Struggling to fly, she hovers in midair, then perches on a ledge. On the other side of the chasm, the fugitives climb the bridge like a ladder. The dragon watches with a mournful gaze. Now, Fiona slides first down the volcano's rocky face.
You did it! You rescued me! You're amazing! You're wonderful! You're...
Shrek slides into Donkey.
A little unorthodox, I'll admit, but thy deed is great, and thine heart is pure. I am eternally in your debt. And where would a brave knight be without his noble steed?
All right, I hope you heard that. She called me a noble steed. She think I'm a steed.
The battle is won. You may remove your helmet, good sir knight.
No.
Why not?
I have helmet hair.
Please, I would look upon the face of my rescuer.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. Durst.
But how will you kiss me?
What? That wasn't in the job description.
Maybe it's a perk.
No, it's destiny. Oh, you must know how it goes. A princess locked in a tower and beset by a dragon is rescued by a brave knight. And then they share true love's first kiss.
Hmm? With Shrek? You think... Wait, wait a second. You think that Shrek is your true love?
Well, yes.
You think Shrek is your true love?
What is so funny?
Let's just say I'm not your type, okay?
Of course you are. You're my rescuer. Now remove your helmet.
Look, I really don't think this is a good idea.
Just take off the helmet.
I'm not going to.
Take it off.
No!
Now!
Okay, easy. As you command, Your Highness.
Shrek removes the helmet. Fiona's blue eyes widen. Smudges darken Shrek's wide cheeks and bulbous nose. He sighs, then forces a toothy smile.
You're an ogre.
Oh, you're expecting Prince Charming?
Well, yes, actually. Oh, no. This is all wrong. You're not supposed to be an ogre.
She walks away.
Princess, I was sent to rescue you by Lord Farquaad, okay? He's the one who wants to marry you.
Well, then why didn't he come rescue me?
Good question. You should ask him that when we get there.
But I have to be rescued by my true love. Not by some ogre and his pet.
Well, so much for noble steed.
Look, Princess, you're not making my job any easier.
Well, I'm sorry, but your job is not my problem. You can tell Lord Farquaad that if he wants to rescue me properly, I'll be waiting for him right here.
Hey, I'm no one's messenger boy, all right? I'm a delivery boy.
You wouldn't dare.
He throws her over his shoulder.
You coming, Donkey?
Oh, yep, I'm right behind
you. Put me down or you will suffer the consequences. This is not dignified. Put me down.
Later, still on Shrek's back, Fiona gazes glumly at Donkey.
Okay, so here's another question. Say there's a woman that digs you, right? But you don't really like her that way. Now, how do you let her down real easy so her feelings aren't hurt, but you don't get burned to a crisp and eaten? How you do that?
Just tell her she's not your true love. Everyone knowest what happens when you find your... Hey!
Shrek jostles her.
The sooner we get to Duloc, the better.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna love it there, Princess. It's beautiful!
And what of my groom-to-be? Lord Farquaad. What's he like?
Well, let me put it this way, Princess.
Shrek drops her.
Men of Farquaad's stature are in short supply.
Oh, no, Shrek. There are those who think little of him.
Stop it. Stop it, both of you. You know, you're just jealous that you could never measure up to a great ruler like Lord Farquaad.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're right, Princess. But I'll let you do the measuring when you see him tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
She glances at the setting sun.
It'll take that long? Shouldn't we stop to make camp?
No, that'll take longer. We can keep going.
But there's robbers in the woods.
Whoa, time out! Shrek camping's definitely starting to sound good.
Hey, come on. I'm scarier than anything we're gonna see in this forest.
I need to find somewhere to camp now!
Later, Shrek slides a boulder away from a cave.
Hey, over here!
Shrek, we can do better than that. Now, I don't think this is fit for a princess.
No, it's perfect. It just needs a few homey touches.
Homey touches? Like what?
She rips bark from a tree.
A door? Well, gentlemen, I bid thee good night.
You want me to come in there and read you a bedtime story? Because I will.
I said good night!
Shrek starts to slide the boulder back over the entrance.
Shrek, what are you doing?
Oh, come on, I was just kidding.
Nighttime. Near a campfire, Donkey and Shrek lie on their backs, gazing up at the star-studded sky.
And that one. That's Throwback, the only ogre to ever spit over 3 wheat fields.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, can you tell my future from these stars?
Well, the stars don't tell the future, Donkey. They tell stories. Look, there's Bloodnut, the flatulent. You can guess what he's famous for.
All right, now I know you're making this up.
No, look, there he is, and there's the group of hunters running away from his stench.
Man, that ain't nothing but a bunch of little dots.
You know, Donkey, sometimes things are more than they appear. Forget it.
Hey, Shrek. What we gonna do when we get out of swamp, anyway?
Our swamp?
You know, when we're through rescuing the princess and all that stuff.
We? Donkey, there's no we. There's no our. There's just me and my swamp. And the first thing I'm gonna do is build a 10-foot wall around my land.
You cut me deep, Shrek. You cut me real deep just now.
Hey, you know what I think? I think this whole wall thing is just a way to keep somebody out.
No. Do you think?
Are you hiding something?
Never mind, Donkey.
Oh, this is another one of those onion things, isn't it?
No, this is one of those drop it and leave it alone things.
Well, why don't you want to talk about it?
Why do you want to talk about it?
Why are you blocking?
I'm not blocking.
Oh, yes, you are.
Donkey, I'm warning you.
Who are you trying to keep out? Just tell me that, Shrek. Who?
Everyone, okay?
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
Fiona peeks out.
Hey, what's your problem, Shrek? What you got against the whole world anyway, huh?
Look, I'm not the one with the problem, okay? It's the world that seems to have a problem with me. People take one look at me and go, ah, help, run! A big, stupid, ugly ogre. They judge me before they even know me. That's why I'm better off alone.
In the cave, Fiona closes the bark door. Donkey sits down next to Shrek.
You know what? When we met, I didn't think you was just a big, stupid, ugly ogre.
Yeah, I know.
So, are there any donkeys up there?
Well, there's, Gabby. The small and annoying.
Okay, I see it now. Yeah, the big shining one, right there, right? That one there?
That's the moon.
Oh, okay.
Now at Lord Farquaad's castle, a breeze ruffles a filmy curtain at an open window. Inside a spacious room, a white dress trimmed in gold hangs next to a pint-sized doublet. Nearby, 2 golden velvet crowns sit on a bench. Across the room, Lord Farquaad lounges in bed, sipping a martini as he gazes into the magic mirror.
Again. Show me again.
Mirror, mirror, show her to me. Show me the princess.
The face in the mirror scowls. The picture rewinds, then plays.
Ah, perfect.
The mirror shows the image of the graceful Fiona gazing out her tower window. Now at the cave, Fiona walks out into the morning sun. She smiles at Shrek and Donkey asleep on the ground. In the woods nearby, she dances a few steps, then twirls. A bluebird sits up in its nest. The bird puffs up like a balloon. Blue feathers float through the air past Fiona's startled face. Three speckled eggs sit in the nest. Now Fiona fries three eggs over the campfire. Nearby, Shrek sits up. Donkey slumbers on.
Yeah, you know I like it like that. Come on, baby, climb up my saddle. I'll give you a ride.
Donkey! Wake up.
Huh? What?
Wake up.
What? Morning. How do you like your eggs?
Oh, good morning, Princess.
What's all this about?
You know, we kind of got off to a bad start yesterday, and I wanted to make it up to you. I mean, after all, you did rescue me.
She serves the eggs.
Thanks.
Well, eat up. We've got a big day ahead of us.
Donkey and Shrek exchange a look. Later, the three walk through the woods.
Shrek?
What? It's a compliment. Better out than in, I always say.
Well, it's no way to behave in front of a princess.
Fiona burps.
Thanks.
She's as nasty as you are.
You know, you're not exactly what I expected.
Well, maybe you shouldn't judge people before you get to know them.
A man swoops down on a vine and snatches Fiona.
Princess!
They land in a tree.
Oh, wait, what are you doing?
Be still, mon chéri, for I am your savior, and I am rescuing you from this green...
He kisses Fiona's hand.
Beast!
Hey, that's my princess. Go find your own.
Please, monster! Can't you see I'm a little busy here?
Look, pal, I don't know who you think you are.
Ah, of course, how rude, Alala. Please let me introduce myself. Oh, merry man!
Bearded outlaws wearing tunics and tights somersault out of the brush.
And give to the needy.
It takes a wee percentage.
But I'm not greedy. I risk your pretty damsels. Man, I'm good.
Monsieur Who?
Break it down.
As a friar plays an accordion, the outlaws dance a jig.
I like an honest fight and a saucy little maid.
What he's basically saying is he likes to get
paid.
So!
Oh, and an ogre in the bush, rub the lady by the tush.
That's bad.
That's bad. That's bad.
That's bad.
When a beauty's with a beast, it makes me awfully mad.
He's mad. He's really mad.
Now I'll take my blade and ram it through your heart. Keep your eyes on me, boys, cause I'm about to start.
Fiona kicks him in the head. She somersaults through the air.
Man, that was annoying.
Oh, you little...
An outlaw shoots an arrow at her. Fiona handsprings over and pummels him. She swats another with her braid. She suspends herself in the air, smooths her hair, and takes out two more men with a double sidekick. With a running backflip off a tree, she punches through the friar's accordion. She knocks out another man with a roundhouse kick. Fiona steps over the outlaws on the ground. Donkey cowers in Shrek's arms.
Shall we?
Shrek gapes at her and drops Donkey.
Hold the phone.
He hurries after her.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on now. Where did that come from?
What?
That. Back there, that was amazing. Where did you learn that?
Well, when one lives alone, one has to learn these things in case there's an arrow in your butt.
What? Oh, would you look at that?
Oh, no, this is all my fault.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Wow, what's wrong?
Shrek's hurt.
Shrek's hurt? Shrek's hurt! Oh, no, Shrek's going to die.
Donkey, I'm okay.
Oh, you can't do this to me, Shrek. I'm too young for you to die. Keep your legs elevated. Turn your head and cough. Does anyone know the handling?
Donkey, calm down. If you want to help Shrek, run into the woods and find me a blue flower with red thorns.
Blue flower, red thorns. Okay, I'm on it. Blue flower, red thorns. Blue flower, red thorns. Don't die, Shrek. And if you see a long tunnel, stay away from the light.
Donkey!
Oh, yeah, right. Blue flower, red thorns. Blue flower, red thorns.
What are the flowers for?
For getting rid of Donkey.
Ah,
Now you hold still and I'll yank this thing out.
Ow! Hey! Easy with the yanking!
I'm sorry, but it has to come out.
No,
it's
tender.
Hold on.
You're doing is
don't
the opposite
move.
Of hell. Okay, look. Time out.
He holds her back with one hand.
Okay. What do you propose we do?
Blue flower, red thorns, blue flower.
They're all around him.
This would be so much easier if I wasn't colorblind. Blue flower, red thorns, blue flower, red thorns.
Ow!
Hold on, Shrek, I'm coming!
Fiona pulls on the arrow.
Ow! Not good.
Okay. No, okay, I can nearly see that. It's just about.
Ow!
Shrek rolls, flinging Fiona on top of him. Donkey eyes them.
Nothing happened. We were just,
Look, if you wanted to be alone, all you had to do was ask, okay?
Oh, come on! That's the last thing on my mind. The princess here was just...
Fiona yanks the arrow out of Shrek's butt. She wiggles it at him.
Ow!
Hey, what's that? Is that blood?
Donkey faints. Shrek lifts Donkey in his powerful arms and carries him as the three continue their journey.
My beloved monster and me.
Now, Shrek bends a tree, forming a bridge over a stream. Fiona minces over it, then Shrek lets go, catapulting Donkey through the air. Donkey shakes his head. In a field, Shrek swats at insects. Fiona swings a spider web like a butterfly net, snagging bugs out of the air. She rolls up the web and hands it to Shrek, who munches on it like cotton candy. Shrek pounces on a frog. He blows it up like a balloon and gives it to Fiona. She grabs a snake, blows air into it, and ties it up like a balloon animal. She hands it to Shrek, and the two stroll with their balloons. Fiona gives Shrek a playful shove. He playfully shoves her back, hard, right into a bush. The two romp through a field, stopping near an old windmill. Lord Farquaad's tall castle looms in the distance.
There it is, Princess. Your future awaits you.
That's Duloc?
Yeah, I know. You know, Shrek thinks Lord Farquaad is compensating for something, which I think means he has a really...
Ow!
I guess we better move on.
Sure. But, Shrek? I'm worried about Donkey.
What?
I mean, look at him. He doesn't look so good.
What are you talking about? I'm fine.
Well, that's what they always say. And then next thing you know, you're on your back. Dead.
You know, she's right.
You look awful. Do you want to sit down?
Oh, you know what? I'll make you some tea.
Well, I didn't want to say nothing, but I got this twinge in my neck, and when I turn my head like this, look, ow, see?
Who's hungry? I'll find us some dinner.
I'll get the firewood.
Hey, where are you going? Oh, man, I can't feel my toes. I don't have any toes. I think I need a hug.
Sunset. Shrek roasts meat on a spit over a campfire as Fiona eats.
This is good. I mean, this is really good. What is this?
A weed rat. Rotisserie style.
No kidding. Well, this is delicious.
Well, they're also great in stews. Now, I don't mean to brag, but I make a mean weed rat stew.
Fiona gazes at the distant castle.
I guess I'll be dining a little differently tomorrow night.
Maybe you can come visit me in the swamp sometime. I'll cook all kinds of stuff for you. Swamp toad soup, fish eye tartare, you name it.
I'd like that.
He slurps a rat tail. Fiona smiles warmly at Shrek. He gazes deeply into her eyes.
Princess?
Yes? Shrek?
I was wondering. Are you... Are you gonna eat that?
She hands him a rat and their hands touch. They lean closer. Donkey pops up.
Man, isn't this romantic?
Just look at that sunset.
Sunset? Oh, no. I mean, it's late. It's very late.
What?
Wait a minute. I see what's going on here. You're afraid of the dark, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, that's it. I'm terrified. You know what? I better go inside.
But don't feel bad, Princess. I used to be afraid of the dark, too. Until... Hey, no, wait. I'm still afraid of the dark.
Good night.
Good night.
With a glance over her shoulder, Fiona steps inside the windmill.
Oh, now I really see what's going on here.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Hey, I don't even want to hear it. Look, I'm an animal and I got instincts, and I know that you two are digging on each other. I could feel it.
Oh, you're crazy. I'm just bringing her back to Farquaad.
Oh, come on, Shrek. Wake up and smell the pheromones. Just go in there and tell her how you feel.
There's nothing to tell. Besides, even if I did tell her that, well, you know, and I'm not saying I do, because I don't. She's a princess, and I'm...
An ogre?
Yeah, an ogre.
Hey, where you going?
To get more firewood.
As Shrek walks away, Donkey squints at the pile of firewood nearby. Now, Shrek sits on a grassy slope and stares at Lord Farquaad's castle. The sky darkens and stars appear. Now Donkey enters the windmill.
Princess! Princess Fiona!
He looks around the torchlit room. Barrels sit on the floor by a grist mill.
Princess, where are you?
In the rafters, pigeons take wing.
Princess!
A green hand touches a post. Donkey walks among the barrels.
It's very spooky in here. I ain't playing no games.
A shadowy creature in a green dress tiptoes across the floorboards overhead. They break. A cloud of dust billows around the creature who has red hair.
Ah! No, no!
Oh, no, help!
Shh!
Shrek! Shrek!
No,
Shrek!
No, it's okay.
What did you do with the princess?
Donkey, shh, I'm the princess. Ah! It's me in this body.
Oh, my God, you ate the princess! Can you hear me?
Donkey!
Listen, keep... breathing!
No!
I'll get you out of there! Shrek! Shrek! Shrek!
Shrek! This is me!
Fiona's blue eyes peer out from a green ogre face. She caresses Donkey's muzzle.
Princess? What happened to you? You're, different.
I'm ugly, okay?
Yeah! Well, was it something that you ate? Because I told Shrek those rats was a bad idea. You are what you eat, I said.
No. I've been this way as long as I can remember.
What do you mean? Look, I ain't never seen you like this before.
It only happens when the sun goes down.
A barrel of water reflects her face.
By night one way, by day another, this shall be the norm. Until you find true love's first kiss, and then take love's true form.
Oh, that's beautiful. I didn't know you wrote poetry.
It's a spell. When I was a little girl, a witch cast a spell on me. Every night I become this horrible, ugly beast.
She slaps a reflection.
I was placed in a tower to await the day my true love would rescue me. That's why I have to marry Lord Farquaad tomorrow before the sun sets and he sees me. Like this.
All right, calm down. Look, it's not that bad. You're not that ugly. And well, you are, I ain't gonna lie, you are ugly. But you only look like this at night. Shrek's ugly 24/7.
But Donkey, I'm a princess. And this is not how a princess is meant to look.
Princess, how about if you don't marry Farquaad?
I have to. Only my true love's kiss can break the spell.
But you know, you're kind of an ogre. And Shrek. Well, you got a lot in common.
Shrek?
Outside.
Princess, how's it going, first of all? Good? Good for me, too. I'm okay. I saw this flower and thought of you because it's pretty and... Well, I don't really like it, but I thought you might like it because you're pretty. But I like you anyway.
Shrek scratches his head.
I'm in trouble. Okay, here we go.
He carries a sunflower up steps to the windmill door and raises a hand to knock.
you really? Who could ever love a beast so hideous and ugly? Princess and ugly don't go together. That's why I can't stay here with Shrek. My only chance to live happily ever after is to marry my true love. Don't you see, Donkey? That's just how it has to be.
Shrek drops the flower inside.
It's the only way to break the spell.
Well, you at least gotta tell Shrek the truth.
No, no, you can't breathe a word. No one must ever know.
What's the point of being able to talk if you gotta keep secrets?
Promise you won't tell. Promise.
All right, I won't tell him. But you should.
Donkey walks outside.
You know, before this is over, I'm gonna need a whole lot of serious therapy. Look at my eye twitching.
Fiona opens the door and peeks out. She spots the sunflower on the stoop. She glances around, then takes it inside. Near the campfire, Donkey spins around, then settles down in a patch of grass and closes his eyes. Later, Donkey lies on his back, drooling as he sleeps. Inside the windmill, Fiona pulls petals off the flower one by one.
Tell him? I tell him not. I tell him. I tell him not.
The last petal.
I tell him. Shrek! Shrek! There's something I want...
Outside, the campfire is cold. The morning's first sunbeams strike Fiona, who shields her ogre face with her hand. Sparkles dance around her as she transforms. The sun warms her fair skin as Shrek lumbers into camp.
Shrek!
He frowns.
Are you all right?
Perfect. Never been better.
There's something I have to tell you.
You don't have to tell me anything, Princess. I heard enough last night.
You heard what I said?
Every word.
I thought you'd understand.
Oh, I understand. Like you said, who could love a hideous, ugly beast?
But I thought that wouldn't matter to you.
Yeah, well, it does.
Fiona's eyes fill with tears.
Ah, right on time. Princess, I've brought you a little something.
Lord Farquaad rides up on a white horse surrounded by soldiers. Donkey wakes up.
What'd I miss?
Soldiers march past him.
Could have been a donkey.
Princess Fiona.
As promised. Now hand it over.
Very well, Ogre. The deed to your swamp cleared out as agreed. Take it and go before I change my mind. Forgive me, Princess, for startling you, but you startled me. For I have never seen such a radiant beauty before. I am Lord Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad? No. Forgive me, my lord, for I was just saying a short...
Two soldiers set Lord Farquaad on the ground.
Farewell.
Oh, that is so sweet. You don't have to waste good manners on the ogre. It's not like it has feelings.
No, you're right. It doesn't.
Princess Fiona. Beautiful, fair, flawless Fiona. I ask your hand in marriage.
Ah!
Will you be the perfect bride for the perfect groom?
Fiona glances hopefully at Shrek. He looks away.
Lord Farquaad, I accept. Nothing would make...
Excellent! I'll start the plans. For tomorrow we wed!
No! Why wait? Let's get married today. Before sunset.
Oh, anxious are we? You're right. The sooner the better. There's so much to do!
Soldiers help him onto his horse.
The caterer, the cake, the band, the guest list. Captain, round up some guests!
Fare thee well, Ogre.
Shrek, what are you doing? You're letting me get away!
Yeah, so what?
Shrek, there's something about it that you don't know. Look, I talked to her last night.
Jeez. Yeah, I know you talked to her last night. You're great pals, aren't you? Now, if you two are such good friends, why don't you follow her home?
But Shrek, I want to go with you.
Hey, I told you, didn't I? You're not coming home with me. I live alone. My swamp. Me. Nobody else. Understand? Nobody. Especially useless, pathetic, annoying, talking donkeys.
But I thought...
Yeah, you know what? You thought wrong.
Shrek stomps away.
Shrek.
Donkey's ears droop. Later, Shrek arrives home.
I heard there was...
secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you?
Shrek steps on a mirror. He looks away from his fragmented reflection. At Lord Farquaad's castle, a chandelier's teardrop crystals reflect the sad face of Fiona as she tries on her wedding dress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
In his cabin, Shrek sets an overturned chair upright, then lifts a wilted sunflower from the table. He tosses it into the fire.
I used to live alone before I knew you.
In the castle, Fiona lowers a filmy veil over her face. In his chamber, Lord Farquaad admires himself in the magic mirror. The executioner gives him a thumbs up. Fiona gazes at equal-sized bride and groom figurines on top of a wedding cake. She pushes the groom halfway down into the top layer.
Hallelujah.
In the forest, Donkey laps water from a pond. He looks up. Nearby, the dragon wipes away tears. Donkey walks over and sits beside her, and they gaze into each other's eyes.
It's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah.
Sitting at the table, Shrek picks at a bowl of food. Alone in the castle hallelujah. Dining room, Fiona throws down a spoon, buries her face hallelujah. In her hands, and sobs. In his cabin, Shrek covers his face with his hands. Shrek's ears prick up. He flings open the door.
Donkey?
Donkey builds a fence.
What are you doing?
I would think of all people, you would recognize a wall when you see one.
Well, yeah. But the wall's supposed to go around my swamp, not through it.
It is, around your half, see? That's your half and this is my half.
Oh, your half.
Yes, my half. I helped rescue the princess. I did half the work. I get half the booty. Now hand me that big old rock, the one that looks like your head.
Shrek pushes him.
Back off.
No, you back off.
This is my swamp.
Our swamp.
Let go, Donkey.
You let go.
Stubborn jackass.
Smelly ogre.
Fine.
Donkey falls down.
Hey, come back here. I'm not through with you yet.
Well, I'm through with you.
Uh-uh. You know, with you, it's always me. Well, guess what? Now it's my turn, so you just shut up and pay attention. You are mean to me, you insult me, and you don't appreciate anything that I do. You're always pushing me around or pushing me away.
Oh, yeah? Well, if I treated you so bad, how come you came back?
Because that's what friends do. They forgive each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right, Donkey. I forgive you. For stabbing me in the back!
Shrek storms into the outhouse.
Oh! You're so wrapped up in layers, Onion Boy, you're afraid of your own feelings.
Go away.
See? There you are, doing it again, just like you did to Fiona. And all she ever do was like you. Maybe even love you.
Love me? She said I was ugly. A hideous creature. I heard the two of you talking.
She wasn't talking about you. She was talking about somebody else.
Shrek opens the outhouse door.
She wasn't talking about me? Well, then who was she talking about?
No way. I ain't saying anything. You don't want to listen to me, right? Right?
Donkey.
No.
Okay, look. I'm sorry, all right?
Donkey glares at Shrek, then turns away.
I'm sorry. I guess I am just a big, stupid, ugly ogre. Can you forgive me?
Hey, that's what friends are for, right?
Right. Friends?
Friends.
Shrek shakes Donkey's hoof.
So, what did Fiona say about me?
What are you asking me for? Why don't you just go ask her?
The wedding! We'll never make it in time!
Never fear, for where there's a will, there's a way, and I have a way.
The dragon circles overhead.
Donkey? I guess it's just my animal magnetism.
Ah!
Oh, come here, you.
All right, don't get all sloppy. No one likes to kiss ass. All right, hop on and hold on tight. I haven't had a chance to install my seatbelts yet.
The dragon gently lifts Donkey onto her back. Shrek climbs up the heavy chain dangling from her collar. The dragon flaps her wings as she soars among fluffy white clouds. Now in a cathedral, Fiona and Lord Farquaad stand before a bishop. Townspeople watch from pews as prompters hold up signs reading reverence, then revered silence.
People of Duloc, we gather here today to bear witness to the union of our new king.
Can we just skip ahead to the I do's?
Go on.
Outside, soldiers scatter as the dragon lands in a plaza.
Go ahead, have some fun. If we need you, I'll whistle. How about that?
With a toothy grin, the dragon chases the soldiers.
Hey, Shrek, wait. Hey, wait a minute. Look, you want to do this right, don't you?
What are you talking about?
There's a line you got to wait for. The priest is going to say, speak now, forever hold your peace. And that's when you say, I object.
Oh, I don't have time for this.
Hey, wait, what are you doing? Listen to me. Look, you love this woman, don't you?
Yes.
You want to hold her?
Yes.
Please her?
Yes.
Then you got to try a little tenderness. The chicks love that romantic crap.
All right, cut it out. When does this guy say the line?
We got to check it out.
Now, Shrek flings Donkey into the air up to a high church window.
What do you see?
The whole town's in there. I now pronounce you. They're at the altar. Confetti, he already said.
Oh, for the love of Pete!
Shrek barges through the doors.
I object!
Shrek?
Oh, now what does he want?
Shrek runs up the aisle past rows of townspeople.
Hi, everyone. Having a good time, are you? I love Duloc, first of all. Pretty clean.
What are you doing here?
Really, it's rude enough being alive when no one wants you, but showing up uninvited to a wedding...
Fiona! I need to talk to you.
Oh, now you want to talk? Well, it's a little late for that, so if you'll excuse me...
But you can't marry him.
And why not?
Because he's just marrying you so he can be king.
Outrageous! Fiona, don't listen
to him. He's not your true love.
What do you know about true love?
Well... I mean... Oh, this is precious. The ogre has fallen in love with the princess. Oh, good Lord. An ogre and the princess.
A prompter holds up a sign reading laughter.
Shrek, is this true?
Who cares? It's preposterous. Fiona, my love, we're but a kiss away from our happily ever after. Now kiss me!
Fiona glances outside at the setting sun.
By night one way, by day another. I wanted to show you before.
Fiona steps into a windowed alcove warmed by the sun's dying rays. She closes her eyes as a sparkling mist swirls around her. When she opens them, her skin is green, her nose bulbous, and her ears shaped like spoons.
Well, that explains a lot.
Oh, it's disgusting! Guards! I order you to get them out of my sight! Now! Get them both!
No!
This marriage is binding, and that makes me king! See?
No,
see?
Lord Farquaad sets a crown on his head.
There, you morons!
Get out of my way if you have to!
Soldiers in armor try to jump on Shrek. He punches them out. More soldiers drag him back. Others grab Fiona. Lord Farquaad pulls out a tiny sword.
Dare to save you!
No!
And as for you, my wife,
Fiona,
I'll have you locked back in that tower for the rest of your days!
Shrek whistles.
I will have order!
The dragon bursts through a stained glass window.
I will hide!
Her enormous jaws snatch up Lord Farquaad. Donkey rides on her head.
All right, nobody move. I got a dragon here and I'm not afraid to use it. I'm a donkey on the edge!
The dragon burps. She spits out the crown.
Celebrity marriages, they never last, do they?
Go ahead, Shrek.
Fiona?
Yes, Shrek?
I love you.
Really?
Really, really.
I love you too.
Their lips meet. The executioner holds up a sign reading "Awe."
Until true love's first kiss, and then take love's true form.
Slowly, Fiona rises into the air, wrapped in a swirling cloud of golden sparkles. Dazzling rays of light shoot out from her body. Below, Shrek shields his eyes. Light explodes from Fiona in waves, shattering the cathedral windows. As the cloud dissipates, Fiona collapses onto the floor. The dragon punches out an unbroken window.
Fiona?
Shrek hurries to Fiona's side.
Fiona, are you all right?
He helps her up.
Well, yes, but I don't understand. I'm supposed to be beautiful.
He looks into her ogre face.
But you are beautiful.
I was hoping this would be a happy ending.
Shrek and Fiona kiss.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Meant for someone else, but not for me.
Now in the swamp, the fairy tale characters party at Shrek and Fiona's wedding. A fairy turns an onion and three blind mice into a horse-drawn carriage.
Disappointment haunted all my dreams. And then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Fiona throws a bouquet. The dragon catches it.
A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
The gingerbread man.
God bless us, everyone.
Everybody dances.
Come on, y'all.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Listen.
Not a trace.
One mouse swings its cane, whacking the other two.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Monsieur Hood's merry men do the Macarena. The dwarfs play backup.
Out in my mind. One more time. I'm in love. I'm a believer.
The gingerbread man pounds the Farquaad figurine into the ground with a candy cane.
Believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. Hey, y'all sing it with me.
The three pigs break dance.
Believe.
The people in the back!
In the carriage, Shrek and Fiona drive off into the sunset. The image becomes a picture on the last page of the leather-bound book. Underneath it, words read, "And they lived ugly ever after." The end. The book closes.
Oh, I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Shrek in the Swamp karaoke dance party.
Shrek holds a microphone.
I'm going to take things down a little bit with one of my personal favorites.
He kneels in front of Fiona.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You've never let me down before.
I made it through the wilderness. You know I made it through. Didn't know how lost I was until I found you.
Donkey and the Dragon.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get
the merry men dance.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Gingerbread Man.
Do you really want to hurt me? Oh, do you really want to make me cry?
Lord Farquaad.
Staying alive! Staying alive!
Pigs sing backup for the wolf.
Let the dogs out!
plays drums.
Thelonious, my man!
I'm going at the bottom.
So that the dancers just won't hide.
Yo, take a Shrek.
You might like to hear my organ.
I said ride, Sally, ride.
I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life.
Dance to the music.
Shrek, you ain't dancing yet.
Fairy tale characters dance in unison, with Donkey and Pinocchio up front. Swinging their hips and pumping their arms, they alternate two steps to the right, then the left.
Hey, Pinocchio, you wanna watch that nose, man?
This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding by the U.S. Department of Education. Described by Jan Stankus, read by Chloe Lehman. For more about description, call DVS at 1-800-333-1203 or visit our website at access.wgbh.org. Credits appear. Directed by Andrew Adamson and Vicki Jensen. Produced by Aaron Warner, John H. Williams, and Jeffrey Katzenberg. Co-executive producer, David Lipman. Executive producers, Penny Finkelman Cox and Sandra Ravens. Based upon the book by William Steig, written by Ted Elliott and Terry Rossio, and Joe Stillman and Roger S.H. Shulman. Co-producers Ted Elliott and Terry Rossio. Original score, Harry Gregson-Williams and John Powell. Editor, Sim Evan Jones. Production designer, James Hegedus. Visual effects supervisor, Ken Bielenberg. Supervising animator, Raman Hui. Associate producer, Jane Hartwell. Production manager, Triva Von Clark. Casting, Leslie Feldman. Cast, Mike Myers as Shrek, Eddie Murphy as Donkey, Cameron Diaz as Princess Fiona, John Lithgow as Lord Farquaad, Vincent Castle as Monsieur Hood. Additional voices, Peter Dennis and Clive Pierce as Ogre Hunters, Jim Cummings as Captain of Guards, Bobby Block as Baby Bear, Chris Miller as Geppetto in Magic Mirror, Cody Cameron as Pinocchio in The Three Pigs, Kathleen Freeman as Old Woman, Michael Galasso as Peter Pan, Christopher Knight's Mike Myers and Simon J. Smith as Blind Mice, Christopher Knight's as Thelonious, Conrad Vernon as Gingerbread Man, Jackie Barnbrook as Wrestling Fan, Guillaume Arados, John Bissom, Matthew Gonder, Calvin Remsburg, and Jean-Paul Vignon as Merry Men, Val Betton as Bishop. Story, additional dialogue, Cody Cameron, Chris Miller, and Conrad Vernon. Co-heads of story, Randy Cartwright and David Lowry. Story editorial supervisor, Jenna Grigg Thomas. Art department, art directors, Guillaume Arados and Douglas Rogers. Production supervisor, Stacy Vandermeer. Character design, Tom Hester and Raman Hui. CG visual development, Wendy Rogers. Set designer, Craig Edelblatt. Costume designer, Isis Musenden. Head sculptor, Tom Hester. Model maker, Facundo Rabaudi. Character technical direction, co-supervisors, Lucia Modesto and Luca Prasso. Lead character TDs, Beth Hofer and Richard Walsh. Modeling and surfacing, modeling supervisor, Jeff Hayes. Surfacing lead, David Depp and Dun Shao. Layout, head of layout, Simon J. Smith. Animation, directing animators, Tim Chung, Paul Chung, Dennis Kauchun, Donna Chada Daly and James Satoru Strauss. Lighting and effects, sequence supervisors, Philippe Gluckman, Susan Hayden, Janet Rental-Lavin, Apurva Shah, Paul Wang and Mark Wendell. Supervising sound editors, Wiley Stateman and Lon Bender. Re-recording mixers, Andy Nelson and Anna Belmer. Post-production executive, James Bashirs. Music, music supervisor, Marilada E. Jacob. Score recorded and mixed by Nick Wallage. Score recorded at Abbey Road Studios. Score mixed at Front Page Recorders and Media Ventures. Music editor, Brian Richards. Score conducted by Harry Gregson-Williams and Gavin Greenaway. Orchestra leader, Gavin Wright. Choir, Metro Voices. Guitarist performed by Danny Jacob. PDI commercial and feature effects, DreamWorks Animation Technology. Soundtrack available on DreamWorks Records. Songs, All Star, written by Greg Camp. Performed by Smash Mouth. Meditation, written by Antonio Carlos Jobim, Norman Gimbel, and Newton Mendonca. Performed by Antonio Carlos Jobim. On the Road Again, written by Willie Nelson, performed by Eddie Murphy. Welcome to Duloc, music by Mike Himmelstein, lyrics by Eric Darnell. Friends, written by Mark Klingman and Buzzy Linhart, performed by Eddie Murphy. Bad Reputation, written by Joan Jett, Kenny Laguna, Richie Cordell, and Marty Coopersmith, performed by Joan Jett. Whipped Cream, written by Naomi Neville, performed by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. I'm On My Way, written by Charlie Reed and Craig Reed, performed by the Proclaimers. Escape, the Pina Colada song, written and performed by Rupert Holmes. Merry Men, written by Kirby Tepper, Andrew Adamson, and Conrad Vernon, performed by Vincent Castle. My Beloved Monster, written by E, performed by Eels. Stay Home, written by Matt Mahaffey, performed by Self. You Belong to Me, written by Pee Wee King, Red Stewart, and Chilton Price, performed by Jason Wade. Best Years of Our Lives, written by David James and Jeffrey Dean, performed by Baha Men. Hallelujah, written by Leonard Cohen, performed by John Cale. Like Wow, written by Jimmy Harry and Sandra St. Victor, performed by Leslie Carter. Try a Little Tenderness, written by Harry Woods, Jimmy Campbell, and Reg Connolly, performed by Eddie Murphy. It Is You I Have Loved, music by Harry Gregson-Williams, John Powell, and Gavin Greenway. Lyrics by Dana Glover, performed by Dana Glover. I'm a Believer, words and music by Neil Diamond, performed by Smash Mouth. Recorded on Kodak Film using a Kodak Lightning laser recorder. Logos appear, prints by Technicolor, Avid, Dolby Digital, DTS Digital Sound, Sony Dynamic Digital Sound, Motion Picture Association of America, number 38125. This picture made under the jurisdiction of IATSE, affiliated with AFL-CIO. Copyright 2001 DreamWorks LLC, all rights reserved. DreamWorks LLC is the author and creator of this
Wars and all. So if you're looking for a great used vehicle, come to Walker Ford on US 19 just north of East Bay Drive, where Walker is Ford.
Where would you be without friends? This week, amazing programs, new friends.
Program are not necessary.
As the cloud dissipates, Fiona collapses onto the Sitting at the table, Shrek picks at a bowl of food. Alone in the castle dining room, Fiona throws down a spoon, buries her face in her hands, and sobs. In his cabin, Shrek covers his face with his hands. Shrek's ears prick up. He flings open the door.
Donkey?
Donkey builds a fence.
What are you doing?
I would think of all people, you would recognize a wall when you see one.
Well, yeah. But the wall's supposed to go around my swamp, not through it.
It is, around your half, see? That's your half and this is my half.
Oh, your half.
Yes, my half. I helped rescue the princess. I did half the work. I get half the booty. Now hand me that big old rock, the one that looks like your head.
Shrek pushes him.
Back off.
No, you back off.
This is my swamp.
Our swamp.
Let go, donkey.
You let go.
Stubborn jackass.
Smelly ogre.
Fine.
Donkey falls down.
Hey, come back here. I'm not through with you yet.
Well, I'm through with you.
You know what? You is always me, me, me. Well, guess what? Now it's my turn, so you just shut up and pay attention. You are mean to me, you insult me, and you don't appreciate anything that I do. You're always pushing me around or pushing me away.
Oh, yeah? Well, if I treated you so bad, how come you came back?
Because that's what friends do. They forgive each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right, Donkey. I forgive you.
For stabbing me in the back!
Shrek storms into the outhouse.
Oh! You're so wrapped up in layers, Onion Boy, you're afraid of your own feelings.
Go away.
See? There you are, doing it again, just like you did to Fiona. And all she ever do was like you. Maybe even love you.
Love me? She said I was ugly. A hideous creature. I heard the two of you talking.
She wasn't talking about you. She was talking about somebody else.
Shrek opens the outhouse door.
She wasn't talking about me? Well, then who was she talking about?
No way. I ain't saying anything. You don't want to listen to me, right? Right?
Donkey.
No.
Okay, look. I'm sorry, all right?
Donkey glares at Shrek, then turns away.
I'm sorry. I guess I am just a big, stupid, ugly ogre. Can you forgive me?
Hey, that's what friends are for, right?
Right. Friends?
Friends.
Shrek shakes Donkey's hoof.
So, what did Fiona say about me?
What are you asking me for? Why don't you just go ask her?
The wedding! We'll never make it in time!
Never fear, for where there's a will, there's a way, and I have a way.
The dragon circles overhead.
Donkey?
Guess it's just my animal magnetism.
Oh, come here, you.
All right, don't get all sloppy. No one likes to kiss ass. All right, hop on and hold on tight. I haven't had a chance to install my seatbelt yet.
The dragon gently lifts Donkey onto her back. Shrek climbs up the heavy chain dangling from her collar. The dragon flaps her wings as she soars among fluffy white clouds. Now, in a cathedral, Fiona and Lord Farquaad stand before a bishop. Townspeople watch from pews as prompters hold up signs reading reverence, then revered silence.
People of Duloc, we gather here today to bear witness to the union of our new king.
Can we just skip ahead to the I do's?
Go on.
Outside. Soldiers scatter as the dragon lands in a plaza.
Go ahead, have some fun. If we need you, I'll whistle. How about that?
With a toothy grin, the dragon chases the soldiers.
Shrek, wait, wait, hey, wait a minute. Look, you want to do this right, don't you?
What are you talking about?
It's a line you gotta wait for. The priest is gonna say, speak now, forever hold your peace. And that's when you say, I object.
Oh, I don't have time for this.
Hey, wait, wait, what are you doing? Listen to me. Look, you love this woman, don't you?
Yes.
You want to hold her?
Yes.
Please her?
Yes.
Then you gotta try a little tenderness. The chicks love that romantic crap.
All right, cut it out. When does this guy say the line?
We gotta check it out.
Now, Shrek flings Donkey into the air up to a high church window.
What do you see?
The whole town's in there.
I now pronounce you.
They're at the altar. Fletcher, he already said.
Oh, for the love of Pete!
Shrek barges through the doors.
I object!
Shrek?
Oh, now what does he want?
Shrek runs up the aisle past rows of townspeople.
Hi, everyone. Having a good time, are you? I love Duloc, first of all. Very clean.
What are you doing here?
Really, it's rude enough being alive when no one wants you, but showing up uninvited to a wedding...
Fiona! I need to talk to you.
Oh, now you want to talk? Well, it's a little late for that, so if you'll excuse me...
But you can't marry him.
And why not?
Because he's just marrying you so he can be king.
Outrageous! Fiona, don't listen
to him. He's not your true love.
What do you know about true love?
Well, I mean...
Oh, this is precious. The ogre has fallen in love with the princess. Oh, good Lord. An ogre and a princess.
A prompter holds up a sign reading laughter.
Shrek, is this true?
Who cares? It's preposterous! Fiona, my love, we're but a kiss away from our happily ever after. Now kiss me!
Fiona glances outside at the setting sun.
By night one way, by day another. I wanted to show you before.
Fiona steps into a windowed alcove warmed by the sun's dying rays. She closes her eyes as a sparkling mist swirls around her. When she opens them, her skin is green, her nose bulbous, and her ears shaped like spoons.
Well, that explains a lot.
Oh, it's disgusting! Guards! Guards! I order you to get them out of my sight! Now! Get them! Get them both! Focus. Nothing. This marriage is binding, and that makes me king. See?
No,
see?
Lord Farquaad sets a crown on his head.
And there you go.
Get out of my way if you have to.
Soldiers in armor try to jump on Shrek. He punches them out. More soldiers drag him back. Others grab Fiona. Lord Farquaad pulls out a tiny sword.
Dare to save you. And as for you, my wife,
Fiona,
I'll have you locked back in that tower for the rest of your days.
Shrek whistles.
I will have order.
The dragon bursts through a stained glass window. Her enormous jaws snatch up Lord Farquaad. Donkey rides on her head.
All right, nobody move. I got a dragon here, and I'm not afraid to use it. I'm a donkey on the edge!
The dragon burps. She spits out the crown.
Celebrity marriages, they never last, do they? Go ahead, Shrek.
Fiona?
Yes, Shrek?
I love you.
Really?
Really, really.
You too.
Their lips meet. The executioner holds up a sign reading awe.
I tell you, true love's first kiss, and then take love's true form.
Slowly, Fiona rises into the air, wrapped in a swirling cloud of golden sparkles. Dazzling rays of light shoot out from her body. Below, Shrek shields his eyes. Light explodes from Fiona in waves, shattering the cathedral windows. As the cloud dissipates, Fiona collapses onto the floor. The dragon punches out an unbroken window.
Fiona?
Shrek hurries to Fiona's side.
Fiona, are you all right?
He helps her up.
Why, yes, but I don't understand. I'm supposed to be beautiful.
He looks into her ogre face.
But you are beautiful.
I was hoping this would be a happy ending.
Shrek and Fiona kiss.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Meant for someone else, but not for me.
Now in the swamp, the fairy tale characters party at Shrek and Fiona's wedding. A fairy turns an onion and three blind mice into a horse-drawn carriage.
Disappointment haunted all my dreams. And then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Fiona throws a bouquet. The dragon catches it.
A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
The gingerbread man.
God blesses everyone.
Everybody dances.
Come on, y'all.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Listen.
Not a trace.
One mouse swings its cane, whacking the other two.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Monsieur Hood's merry men do the Macarena. The dwarfs play backup.
Out in my mind. One more time. I'm in love. I'm a believer.
The gingerbread man pounds the Farquaad figurine into the ground with a candy cane.
Believe, 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 believe. Hey, y'all sing it with me.
The three pigs break dance.
The people in the back!
In the carriage, Shrek and Fiona drive off into the sunset. The image becomes a picture on the last page of the leather-bound book. Underneath it, words read, "And they lived ugly ever after." The end. The book closes.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, oh. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Shrek in the Swamp karaoke dance party.
Shrek holds a microphone.
I'm gonna take things down a little bit with one of my personal favorites.
He kneels in front of Fiona.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You've never let me down before.
I made it through the wilderness. You know I made it through. Didn't know how lost I was until I found you.
Donkey and the Dragon.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get
the merry men dance.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Gingerbread man.
Do you really want to hurt me? Oh, do you really want to make me cry?
Lord Farquaad.
Staying alive. Staying alive.
Pink sing backup for the wolf.
Who let the dogs out?
Who? 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 Who?
Who let the dogs out?
Who? 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 Yahoo!
They get up and dance to the music. Come on, everybody now.
Dance to the music.
Oh, yeah.
Dance to the music.
All we need is a drummer.
For people who only need a beat, yeah.
Break it down, green girl.
Fiona plays drums.
Thelonious, my man.
I'm going at the bottom.
So that the dancers just won't hide.
Yo, take a Shrek.
You might like to hear my organ.
I said ride, Sally, ride.
I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life.
Dance to the music.
Shrek, you ain't dancing yet.
Dance to the music.
Oh, yeah.
The fairy tale characters dance in unison with Donkey and Pinocchio up front. Swinging their hips and pumping their arms, they alternate two steps to the right, then the left.
So that means we dance to the music.
Pinocchio, you want to wash that nose, man?
This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding by the U.S. Department of Education. Described by Jan Stankus. Read by Chloe Lehman. For more about description, call DVS at 1-800-333-1203 or visit our website at access.wgbh.org. Credits appear. Directed by Andrew Adamson and Vicki Jensen. Produced by Aaron Warner, John H. Williams, and Jeffrey Katzenberg. Co-executive producer, David Lipman. Executive producers, Penny Finkelman Cox and Sandra Ravens. Based upon the book by William Steig. Written by Ted Elliott and Terry Rossio. And Joe Stillman and Roger S.H. Shulman. Co-producers, Ted Elliott and Terry Rossio. Original score, Harry Gregson-Williams and John Powell. Editor, Sim Evan Jones. Production designer, James Hegedus. Visual effects supervisor, Ken Bielenberg. Supervising animator, Raman Hui. Associate producer, Jane Hartwell. Production manager, Trivavon Clark. Casting, Leslie Feldman. Cast, Mike Myers as Shrek. Eddie Murphy as Donkey. Cameron Diaz as Princess Fiona. John Lithgow as Lord Farquaad. Vincent Castle as Monsieur Hood. Additional voices, Peter Dennis and Clive Pierce as Ogre Hunters. Jim Cummings as Captain of Guards. Bobby Block as Baby Bear. Chris Miller as Geppetto in Magic Mirror. Cody Cameron as Pinocchio in The Three Pigs. Kathleen Freeman as Old Woman. Michael Galasso as Peter Pan. Christopher Knight's Mike Myers and Simon J. Smith as Blind Mice. Christopher Knight's as Thelonious. Conrad Vernon as Gingerbread Man. Jackie Barnbrook as Wrestling Fan. Guillaume Arados, John Bissom, Matthew Gonder, Calvin Remsburg, and Jean-Paul Vignon as Merry Men. Val Betton as Bishop. Story, additional dialogue, Cody Cameron, Chris Miller, and Conrad Vernon. Co-heads of story, Randy Cartwright and David Lowry. Story editorial supervisor, Jenna Grigg Thomas. Art department, art directors, Guillaume Aretos and Douglas Rogers. Production supervisor, Stacey Vandermeer. Character design, Tom Hester and Raman Hui. CG visual development, Wendy Rogers. Set designer, Craig Edelblatt. Costume designer, Isis Musenden. Head sculptor, Tom Hester. Model maker, Facundo Rabaudi. Character technical direction, co-supervisors, Lucia Modesto and Luca Prasso. Lead character TDs, Beth Hofer and Richard Walsh. Modeling and surfacing, modeling supervisor, Jeff Hayes. Surfacing lead, David Depp and Dun Shao. Layout, head of layout, Simon J. Smith. Animation, directing animators, Tim Chung, Paul Chung, Dennis Couchun, Donna Chata Daly, and James Satoru Strauss. Lighting and effects, sequence supervisors, Philippe Gluckman, Susan Hayden, Janet Rental-Lavin, Apurva Shah, Paul Wang, and Mark Wendell. Supervising sound editors, Wiley Stateman and Lon Bender. Re-recording mixers, Andy Nelson and Anna Belmer. Post-production executive, James Bashiers. Music, music supervisor, Marilada E. Jacob. Score recorded and mixed by Nick Wallage. Score recorded at Abbey Road Studios. Score mixed at Front Page Recorders and Media Ventures. Music editor, Brian Richards. Score conducted by Harry Gregson-Williams and Gavin Greenaway. Orchestra leader, Gavin Wright. Choir, Metro Voices. Guitarist performed by Danny Jacob. PDI commercial and feature effects, DreamWorks Animation Technology. Soundtrack available on DreamWorks Records. Songs, All Star, written by Greg Camp. Performed by Smash Mouth. Meditation, written by Antonio Carlos Jobim, Norman Gimbel, and Newton Mendonca. Performed by Antonio Carlos Jobim. On the Road Again, written by Willie Nelson. Performed by Eddie Murphy. Welcome to Duloc, music by Mike Himmelstein. Lyrics by Eric Darnell. Friends, written by Mark Klingman and Buzzy Linhart. Performed by Eddie Murphy. Bad Reputation, written by Joan Jett, Kenny Laguna, Richie Cordell, and Marty Coopersmith. Performed by Joan Jett. Whipped Cream, written by Naomi Neville. Performed by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. I'm On My Way, written by Charlie Reed and Craig Reed. Performed by The Proclaimers. Escape, the Pina Colada song, written and performed by Rupert Holmes. Merry Men, written by Kirby Tepper, Andrew Adamson, and Conrad Vernon. Performed by Vincent Castle. My Beloved Monster, written by E. Performed by Eels. Stay Home, written by Matt Mahaffey. Performed by Self. You Belong to Me, written by Pee Wee King, Red Stewart, and Chilton Price. Performed by Jason Wade. Best Years of Our Lives, written by David James and Jeffrey Dean. Performed by Baha Men. Hallelujah, written by Leonard Cohen. Performed by John Cale. Like Wow, written by Jimmy Harry and Sandra St. Victor. Performed by Leslie Carter. Try a Little Tenderness, written by Harry Woods, Jimmy Campbell, and Reg Connolly, performed by Eddie Murphy. It Is You I Have Loved, music by Harry Gregson-Williams, John Powell, and Gavin Greenway. Lyrics by Dana Glover, performed by Dana Glover. I'm a Believer, words and music by Neil Diamond, performed by Smash Mouth. Recorded on Kodak film using a Kodak Lightning laser recorder. Logos appear. Prints by Technicolor, Avid, Dolby Digital, DTS Digital Sound, Sony Dynamic Digital Sound, Motion Picture Association of America, number 38125. This picture made under the jurisdiction of IATSE, affiliated with AFL-CIO. Copyright 2001 DreamWorks LLC, all rights reserved. DreamWorks LLC is the author and creator of this motion picture for purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto, and for purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. A logo, PDI DreamWorks, distributed by DreamWorks Distribution LLC. Additional songs in Shrek's Karaoke Dance Party, Just the Way You Are, written by Billy Joel. Like a Virgin, written by Billy Steinberg and Thomas Kelly. Baby Got Back, written by Anthony Ray. Feelings, written by Morris Alpert and Louis Gast. YMCA, written by Henry Belolo, Jacques Morali, and Victor Willis. Do You Really Want to Hurt Me, written by Michael Craig, Roy Hay, Jonathan Moss, and George O'Dowd. Stayin' Alive, written by Harry Gibb, Maurice Gibb, and Robin Gibb. Who Let the Dogs Out, written by Anselm Douglas. Dance to the Music, written by Sylvester Stewart. Happy Together, written by Alan Lee Gordon and Gary Bonner.